KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 48 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for mostly sunny skies today and a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County are investigating an incident of burglary which was reported Tuesday northeast of Red Oak. Officials say 58-year-old Donald Pesch of rural Red Oak said his residence had been broken into and several items removed. There was also damage to the residence from an apparent forced entry and numerous household items which were damaged. The Sheriff's Department is asking anyone with information about that incident to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers toll-free at 800-432-1001. News time, 7:07.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindemann Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With a new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plan another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True blue.
Authorities in Red Oak say two men were arrested last night on drug charges. According to Red Oak Police, 18-year-old Mason Philip Roach was arrested on possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia charges. And 25-year-old James Harlan Rosencrans was arrested for possession of marijuana. Both men are from Red Oak, and they were taken into custody in the vicinity of East Grimes and North 6th Streets in Red Oak at around 11:25 p.m. Tuesday. They were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond each. A Western Iowa woman charged with drowning her 15-month-old son has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. 24-year-old Ashley Cameron of Onawa entered the plea on Monday in Monona County District Court. Her trial is set for July 31st. Cameron is charged with the February 11th death of Marquise Doms. Police say she held her son under a running faucet in the bathtub in their home until he drowned. The boy was found after officers responded to an emergency call about a child who wasn't breathing. A public hearing will be held this evening in Atlantic with regard to proposed amendments to the fiscal year 2012 budget. City Administrator Doug Harris said the amendment includes a $33,000 overage in the Public Works Department, resulting from some equipment purchases that were budgeted for last year under the AMU lease purchase program that were not expended until the current fiscal year. While the unspent funds were carried over and are available, the Appropriation Authority did not carry forward. Another reason for the budget amendment, according to Harris, is that Library Director Carol Stanger has informed the city that the facility will be spending an additional $15,000 for equipment. The additional funds for purchases will come from a large donation the library received last year and were placed in their trust and agency fund. Also, the budget for community and economic development is increasing $18,500 for the first installment payment for the replacement of faulty Christmas lights. The amount will be funded from the city AMU and a $4,660 loan from the Chamber of Commerce. The funds first pass through the chamber and they in turn to the city. The payment, second payment of $19,486,000 will be made this coming fall. The city will reimburse the chamber for their contribution in subsequent years. And finally, the budget needs to be amended by $348,850 on the business-type enterprises line item, according to Harris, because of overruns resulting from various capital projects, the two largest of which pertain to the construction of the new wastewater treatment plant and the replacement of a sanitary sewer line on Cedar Street. Those two projects alone make up $303,000 of the amendment. The public hearing, followed by action on a resolution amending the fiscal year 2012 budget and other matters to come before the Atlantic City Council, will take place at City Hall beginning at 5:30 p.m. Ann Pross, Center Director for Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic, has announced the Lois and Don Sontag Endowment Fund has received its first contribution toward their $5,000 challenge grant. The funds will be available to students from the Atlantic area who are pursuing a career in nursing, especially those serving patients with cancer. Atlantic resident Pat McCurdy contributed the first $1,000 to the endowment fund. It'll be matched by Don and Lois Sontag, who have family members that have been challenged with cancer. The career of nursing is tender to their hearts, and in making his donation, McCurdy said he's seen firsthand what a wonderful profession nursing is. He says his late wife Linda had a 15-year battle with cancer. Her care from all the nurses over those years was outstanding, and if the scholarship helps one person to become a nurse, it's money well spent, according to McCurdy. The Don and Lois Sontag Endowment Fund is offering up to a $5,000 challenge grant for matching funds to benefit students attending Iowa Western Community College. They've already committed $2,500 to nursing scholarships, and the gift from Pat McCurdy brings the current scholarship total to $3,500. The goal will be to appeal for funds to match the $5,000 challenge and have $10,000 available for area students who are pursuing a career in nursing. Matching funds under the endowment program can be in any amount, and all funds will be submitted to Iowa Western Community College Foundation, a 501c3 tax-deductible entity, and all donors will be recognized per their request. Iowa Western will make decisions on all applications according to need and scholarship criteria, and the amount awarded to each student will depend on the number of qualified applicants. For additional information, you can contact Ann Pross at 243-5527. News time is 7:13.
When you plant with a planter that doesn't have automatic shutoffs, you waste seed. When you waste seed, you lose money. When you lose money, you start digging for change. When you dig for change, you find yourself searching under the seats in your pickup where you find 27 cents. When you only have 27 cents, you have to settle for free coffee. And when you drink free coffee, it's usually cold, thick, and tastes like mud, so you feel like you're eating dirt. Don't eat dirt. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a new Kinze planter with automatic shutoffs.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're throwing away money on overlap and rows, give us a call. With a new Kinze planter equipped with auto row shutoffs, you'll save money. Don't plant another year without them. Give Rick, Chris, Jay, or me a call. If you're interested in adding shutoffs to your current planter, ask for Ryan. At Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In the funeral announcements, 73-year-old Galen Schaff of Omaha and formerly of Cumberland died Friday. Memorial services for Galen Schaff will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Putnam, age 89, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Walter Stert, Jr., age 60, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Walter Stert, Jr. will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Lundberg, age 81, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Herbert Standing, age 86, of Earlham, died May the 2nd. A gathering for Herbert Standing will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.